The tiny state of Vermont has a reputation for being a place that's relatively safe from the worst impacts of human-driven climate change. But as Vermont Public's Abigail Giles reports, a recent series of climate-fueled flooding disasters has some residents worried.
On a single day in late July, a summer storm dropped a record 8 inches of rain in 24 hours over a rural region of Vermont known as the Northeast Kingdom. Rivers and brooks swelled rapidly and jumped their banks. Homes that sat in the same place for hundreds of years were swept away. Jeff Coro is the fire chief in Lindenville.
This is an event that we never had before to this degree. So we're venturing down a road that, we haven't been on, and it's not a good road to be on.
It was the second time in a month the town saw flooding, and Lindenville wasn't alone. Some Vermont towns were flooded at least 3 times in the last year. Washington County, Vermont, home to the state's capital, is tied for being the second most disaster-prone county in America. That's if you count the number of federal disaster declarations through 2023. And this kind of heavy rainfall, it's something the Northeast is seeing more of because of human-caused climate change. Jonathan Winter is a professor at Dartmouth College who studies this. His research finds the Northeast now sees 50% more extreme precipitation than it did before 1995. As the atmosphere warms, it can hold more moisture, and that means more rain. So far, it seems in the Northeast,
we're getting the same storms, they just have more fuel to work with once they get here.
It's a trend Winter says will likely continue as the climate warms, but could be made much better if the world cuts planet warming pollution. Still, it's come as an unpleasant surprise for some. John Wagner co-owns Bear Roots Farm in central Vermont's Williamstown, where he grows organic vegetables. Wagner used to farm on Long Island, but that ended after his fields were inundated with salt water during Superstorm Sandy. He says the vegetables turned black overnight.
So we decided to move up to Vermont, a landlocked place where theoretically you couldn't flood, but turns out you can.
After nearly a decade of drought, something else Vermont is seeing more of with climate change, a flash flood and sustained wet weather swept away about 75% of their harvest last summer.
We basically came into the season on credit card debt. So we're still kind of like, a week at a time trying to just stay afloat.
This year, they're growing everything they can up on higher ground.
We've got a big field of winter squash, pumpkins, in here. So, like a sweet dumpling there, heirloom varieties.
But in some places, higher ground brings its own hazards in a changing climate. In the tiny mountain town of Ripton, the big concern is landslides wiping out their mostly dirt roads. Last summer, during a torrential rainstorm, a hillside collapsed in the night, sweeping an entire home off its foundation before the owner's eyes.
Landslides were not really a thing up here.
Lori Cox is an elected official in Ripton.
All of that makes one realize that everything that you thought was solid under your feet isn't always solid.
Ripton is looking at rebuilding an old road so emergency vehicles can get in and out if the highway is swept away. And state officials have called for a new statewide landslide task force to coordinate evacuations during storms. A new state law passed this year makes it harder to build new homes in places where rivers could wash them away. Farmer John Wagner says he no longer thinks of Vermont or any place as safe in a changing climate. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Giles in Williamstown, Vermont.